Alright, I first became involved with Iditarod. It first started off coming through our village, so, you know, we got raised up into it and got to know all the Iditarod mushers. And from there, you know, it was always like, it was an exciting time for us, so we all got involved, tried to, participate and volunteer for everything, pretty much. And it was like an annual thing when Iditarod came through, so it was pretty exciting. I am here today involved with Iditarod because it's a very exciting thing. Everybody looks forward to it. I mean, we grew up as children, into it, and I like meeting all the people that come through. I like watching the mushers that's been coming through for years, you know, like Martin Boozer, you know. And I notice there's a lot of older folks that are not racing anymore, but I know they're still following it. Ready?
Sorry, yep.
One of the most memorable Iditarod experience was when Iditarod first came in the early years in Nikolai. All us kids used to stay up all night watching Iditarod because it was like camping, and you know, and all the household members of the village would get involved. They'd bring the mushers to their house, their home, feed them, you know, and everybody treated each other as family. Like, all the mushers had a place to go, stay warm, but now it kind of changed where you can't go to each individual's house and stuff, you know. What I know for sure in life is no one leaving this world alive. Jeez, I don't know why I said that, but.